So why is it important that we're adding these new paths in now?
Oh, I think as we see this sort of return back to work post-COVID, we know that public transport has its limitations, and we also know that the whole place is going to be absolutely jammed if we're relying on cars. So obviously, having all of these temporary cycle lanes so that people can safely get to work on their bikes is 100% key. So we've seen like a 50% increase in cycling over the past few weeks anyway, and an overall decline in traffic. So this announcement by Transport for New South Wales to pop in all these temporary cycle lanes is just the best news ever.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, and where in the city can we expect to find them?
Well, there's about $3.6 million going into it, so there are many winners. They are Glebe. We have got a temporary cycleway going in on the corner of Bridge and Piedmont Road in Glebe. Rosebery on Dunning Avenue from Gardeners to Green Square. Sydney Park. We've got Alexandria from Princess Highway to Mitchell Road. Alexandria again along Henderson Road, which can take you all the way up to Erskineville Station. Moore Park Road and Fitzroy Street, that really awkward kind of connection as you're trying to go from east into the city. And Pitt Street North between Alfred Street and King Street. But that's not all. Oxford Street, a huge pain in the butt if you're a cyclist trying to make your way up Oxford Street, that's on the table. King Street in Newtown, which is a really interesting one. And now that Ye Who Shall Not Be Named has retired from radio, hello, Castle Road and College Street. Remember that old little number, the College Street cycleway that they give us and then they take us away? That could be coming back as well. So
that's
it's
exciting.
A pretty comprehensive body of work that's going on, and we at the city could not be happier.
Oh, it's so exciting. I mean, there's always been a lot of complaints about the fact that there are, you know, if you go to Europe and then you come back to Sydney and you're a cyclist, you go, come on, guys, like, you know, where can we do it? And it's so, so exciting that it's happening. And it's a great way to, you know, jump out, start exercising. I mean, when can we grab our bike and jump on them?
Well, these are being smashed through pretty quickly. Like, you can jump on your bike and start riding today. Just do it. Do it. It gets you from A to B quicker. It makes your butt look firm and fantastic. It doesn't cost you any money. You'll always find a park. So it's really important. But we'd be expecting to see work beginning on these projects over the coming kind of weeks, months. They've all been designed to get in there really quick. They're not large-scale projects. They are temporary by nature. So if they don't work out, for whatever reason, we've got a chance to adapt them, change them, or ditch them if that ends up being the case.
And you did mention that they're temporary, but if they do work, is there scope to keep them, to make them permanent?
100%, yeah. When Transport for New South Wales came to the city and said, hey, you know what, where would, you know, and they're looking for other opportunities to build cycleways, these are all some of the key connectors that we at the city have been advocating for quite some time. So you'll notice they're really creating those linkages between the different councils. So if you're coming from St Peter's Sydenham Way, it means that you can get through those awkward traffic snarls safely. For people with kids or who are not super confident riding yet, they're going to be really important because they're all separated as well. So you're not being thrown into traffic, you're kept very separately. So it's super exciting. I could not be happier.
Jess, thank you so much for taking the time to
chat
with us.
You're so welcome. And I'll ring a ding ding. See you on the cycleways, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.